You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. California is in its worst drought in more than a century. The lack of rain has forced the state to turn from the sky to the ground to find this precious resource. It's down there, but you have to know exactly where it is. We sent KALW's Lila Day up to Napa Valley to see how a local water witch finds water underground.
Is there 40 gallons a minute? Yes.
Mark Mondavi is a winemaker.
Is there 50 gallons a minute?
You might recognize his name from the wine aisle at the grocery store.
Is there 60?
Right now, he's walking out near his vines in Napa Valley.
Is there 70 gallons a minute?
But his focus is not on wine. He's looking for water. He's holding two thin L-shaped iron rods. They're called divining rods. And he's asking them, where's the water?
Then we have to find out, how deep do we drill? Is there water 100 feet? Is there water 200 feet? Is there water 300 feet?
Mark Mondavi searches for water underground by letting something unexplained guide him.
I think it's just something you have in your body. Some people can run a Ouija board, some people can't.
He discovered this gift when he was a teenager, and he knows that there are some non-believers.
Scientists all want facts. Well, there's no facts to this. There's no science that's proven that I have or don't have an energy.
This energy that he's talking about isn't anything new agey. It has some deep roots. One of the first images of dowsing appears in an etching in the Tisili Caves in the Sahara. It dates back to around 6,000 BC. And there's even what some say is a dowsing reference in the Old Testament, when Moses was asked,
"Take the rod, and gather thou assembly together, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock."
And as years go by, there are even more records of dowsing on farms and during the medieval era. By the 1500s, dowsing was denounced as the work of the devil. But the water witches continued on, because many have seen it actually work. Like Mark Mondavi, who's showing me how to douse on his vineyard.
Find me an underground water stream. Boom. They cross.
He actually already knows there's water here. He's doused this spot before and dug a well. But he's also had success elsewhere, and he's been paid $500 to do this. Some scientists have tried to figure out how this is all going down. Why is it that some people are able to find water with divining rods? But nothing is conclusive. Even Mondavi doesn't really know why he can find water with these rods. I ask him to describe this energy he feels when he's dowsing for water.
I can't. I can feel it before I get to it. I talked mine. You don't need to talk to them. You can think your questions. It's all yes and no questions. These rods are not capable of pontificating on water.
He hands me his divining rods to see if I have the gift.
Just hold them like this. Ask them to find you the underground water stream.
Find me the underground water stream.
Now start walking and think it while you're...
Mondavi knows where the water is, and I walk right over it.
I don't think you have the energy that I do, but...
How do I get it?
You just have it or you don't?
I thought for sure I'd have it.
You have a little.
I'm no water witch. Mondavi says a lot of farmers in the valley rely on water witches, even if they don't hire him.
A good 50% or more of the customers will probably use a water witch if they have the space for multiple drilling sites.
That's Gonzalo Salinas. He's one of the owners of McLean & Williams, a drilling company in Napa.
There's been cases where we go and drill a well in a property and the site has been picked by a geologist or somebody with a different type of instrumentation to locate the well site, and it turned out to be a dry hole, a dry well. Then the witcher will come over and pick another site, and it turned out to be a well.
Selena says no method of finding water is guaranteed, but...
In the scale 1 to 10, water witching is probably a 7.
And it's cheaper.
A witcher can range anywhere between $500 to probably $1,000 to come over and witch a site for you to drill. Where geologists, you can spend sometimes as much as the well, thousands of dollars to do a study.
Salinas says he can also detect these energies underground.
20 years ago, if somebody was to call me and ask me where they can locate a witcher, I normally made the joke to look in the Yellow Pages and look under a spooky. I didn't believe on it, but over the years, I started doing it myself, and then I became more of a believer.
It all sounds so simple. If you feel the energy, let the sticks point you into the direction, and poof, there may be water. But a hydrogeologist would recommend something a little more concrete.
Look at some of the written records by previous geotechnical engineering contractors on that area.
That's Norman Miller, a professor at UC Berkeley's Department of Geography.
Do some research with the Department of Water Resources and try to find archives of what is already known before doing anything.
Some hydrogeologists even use ground-penetrating radar to detect water underground. Miller tells me that blindly drilling for water is definitely not the best way to go. So I ask him what he thinks about the powers of dowsing.
Well, I'm an optimist, and I think that there may be things that I'm not that aware of that go beyond my perspectives and worldviews, so I'm going to stay open-minded.
Which is exactly what the dowsers recommend to find water the old-fashioned way. The magic of the divining rods and an open mind. Back on Mark Mondavi's vineyard, he pulls out a bottle of the divining rod, a new wine label of his with two dowsing rods crisscrossed on the front.
Ex aqua venum. From water comes wine.
You just have to know how to find the water. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.